It's Paul Smolin, MD, your PEDcast host, bringing you informative and entertaining knowledge on a wide range of parenting and child health topics. You have parenting questions. He has answers. It's portable, practical pediatrics on your schedule. And here is your PEDcast host, Dr. Paul Smolin.
Here we go again with the next installment of DocSmo.com. I'm your host, Dr. Paul Smolin, a board-certified pediatrician with 34 years of practice and a lot to say. From gestation to graduation, if it pertains to children, we talk about it here. Well, it's that season again. The 18-year-olds, who I have often known since birth, are coming in for their college forms to be completed and their final pediatric visit. Now, along with the first newborn visit, I find this pre-college exam extremely satisfying. This is a moment that I cherish. I'm ecstatic for these children, and I think my fondness for them is obvious to everyone. I am so proud of their accomplishments and honored to have been able to contribute to their well-being in a meaningful way in all those prior years. The kids are brimming with anticipation, a little anxious, and full of excitement. You can tell they are really ready to begin their journey into true independence and growth. These visits are emotionally charged for everyone. The newly minted adult, the parent who I have grown to know and respect for the past almost two decades, and let's not forget me, the pediatrician, who has watched the entire process. Of course, we go through the ritual of the checkup, getting the shots, and blood tests, but it is way more than that. We often reminisce about experiences and illnesses that a teen had during their childhood. Of course, I always take a few moments to tell them that temptations are going to be strong when they're off on their own, and I remind them that their parents and I expect them to use good judgment when they're on their own, making their own decisions. Then we get to the end of the visit, the part I used to dread, the final goodbye and good luck. I must say that in the past few years, I have succumbed to my urge to give each graduate a hug. Good luck and a handshake or an elbow bump just doesn't seem adequate for the moment. According to the Wall Street Journal, our society has become much more willing to touch one another, which I think is a great thing. The Europeans and the Hispanic worlds have taught us much in that regard. I have read that lower social inhibitions about touch have even started a new industry, professional huggers that are ready with a reassuring hug for a fee. Whoa, only in America, right? Even the young women, I now can't resist giving them a goodbye, good luck hug. I know that doing so is on the edge of acceptable doctor behavior, but I just have to do it. It's one of those moments that I am sure I will recall when I'm old and my world has been reduced to sitting in a chair, remembering my life experiences. And maybe these teens will also have a fond memory to hold on to of their own going forward. Let's hope so. Thanks again for making this blog experiment of mine so successful. I had no idea of my journey when I started this blog in 2010. If you have something to say, I would love to hear your comments that you can leave on social media or my blog, www.docsmo.com. Go ahead, weigh in. I'd love to hear from you. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe so you can easily keep up with the newest content as I post it. Signing off, this is Doc Smo in Studio 1E, wishing you great ease the next time you give a child you love a big squeeze. Until next time. I would like to thank the following people for their assistance in the production of this podcast. Dr. David Jaffe, the voice of the introduction. Robert Beezer, the composer-arranger of the intro music. Ann Gesner, my wonderful content editor. Benjamin Smolin and Jerome Moof, the talented musicians who produced this delightful theme music. Sarah Smolin and Nathaniel Horlick for their digital wizardry, and Wendy Smolin Esquire and Seth, the Rocket Man Barrister Jaffe, for their inspirational guidance. Thanks, guys.
By listening to this podcast, you agree to all of the terms and conditions found at the DocSmo.com website. This DocSmo.com podcast is informational only. Dr. Smolin does not diagnose, treat, or offer specific medical advice for your child. For specific medical advice regarding your child, consult his or her healthcare provider.